Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Humility elevates a person. Sayyiduna Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, charity does not decrease the wealth of a person, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala only increases the honor of a person who forgives. Never does any person humble himself for the pleasure of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala except that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala elevates him. Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu once said to the people from the pulpit, O people, humble yourselves, for I have heard Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say that whoever humbles himself for the pleasure of Allah, Allah elevates him. Note, when a person humbles himself for the pleasure of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala truly elevates him in the eyes of people. Sayyiduna Iyad ibn Himyar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, indeed Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has revealed to me that you should be humble and not boast to one another, nor commit injustice to one another. It is narrated that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to our mother, Sayyidina Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha, O Aisha, be humble, for Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala loves those who are humble. Sayyidina Mu'adh ibn Anas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates from his father that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the person who desists from wearing fancy garments in expression of humility to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will summon him on the day of resurrection before all of mankind and bestow him with any garment that is reserved for the believers in Jannah. Note, humility is desired in every respect. Wealthy and affluent people especially should consider the virtues mentioned in these ahadith. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.